bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us. Our passage for today comes from the book of Joel. We're going to read chapter 2, starting in verse 12, which says, "Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and he relents over disaster. Who knows whether he will not return and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God? Blow the trumpet in Zion. Consecrate a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the people. Consecrate the congregation. Assemble the elders. Gather the children, even the nursing infants. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her chamber." This passage and much of the book of Joel is talking about the day of the Lord. And there are certainly multiple ways of looking at the day of the Lord in Scripture, one being when he will call to account those who have either lived for him or lived in rebellion against him. And so we can see many times in the Old Testament where God brings judgment upon his people because of their sinful way of life, their rejection of him, their ignoring of him. But also, throughout Scripture, we talk about a day of the Lord that is coming for all of us, that one day Jesus will come back. He will call his own to himself. He will pronounce judgment on the world. And we're to live with these things in mind. It's the Christmas season right now. So we're celebrating Advent. We're remembering that Jesus came, and we are calling to mind that he will come again one day. And the reality is we do not know when Jesus is going to come back. One day, all of us, believers and unbelievers alike, will face the day of the Lord, will face his returning. And a passage like this reminds us of the urgency of this call, of this reminder. Jesus is coming back. Jesus is slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, as this passage says, quoting back to the book of Exodus. And it is one of the most quoted passages in Scripture. Yet God does call us to live for him. And so my question for us today is, what are we waiting for? In light that God loves to show mercy, the people of Israel are called to repentance, are called to turn to him in prayer and fasting. And the call here is for everyone. Consecrate the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children. The children are called to pray. Even the nursing infants are to be brought together into the assembly. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her chamber. What an important season in the life of someone is their marriage, their wedding. And God is saying through the prophet Joel, even this is worth pressing pause on when it is time to do business with the Lord. So what is going on in our lives that is preventing us from taking that next spiritual step that God might be calling us to? If we are walking in a real relationship with Jesus, then we know that God is working in our lives through the process of sanctification, making us more Christ-like. What is God calling you to today? And what are we waiting for? In the New Testament, 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2 says, "For he says, in a favorable time I listened to you. In a day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the favorable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Scripture calls us to do business with the Lord in the present, in real time. So our question for each of us today is, what is God calling us to today? And what are we waiting for to take that next step of faith, to make a hard decision, to trust God with our finances, to trust God enough to forgive someone, to trust God enough to do something that doesn't make sense except that God is working in our lives? And we see the character of our God in this passage that reminds us that he can be trusted, that he will not let us down. He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. So, Lord, we thank you for this passage that reminds us that we are not promised tomorrow. God, we are not promised another moment, and that you are working in our lives and you have things for us to do, to surrender to you, to give to you, to trust you with. So, Lord, help everyone listening, myself included, to take that next step of faith for our good and ultimately for your glory. We pray that you would do this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning in to another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.